It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. This is the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Keery. Alex, I met one of our most committed listeners today.
Oh, was my mom in your neck of the woods?
No. A woman named Pat, very great lady.
Oh, that's nice.
And I knew you'd want to hear how much she appreciates the show and appreciates you. In particular.
Oh, me in particular. Usually it's the other way around. It's usually like, well, you make those interesting comments. I wish you wouldn't interrupt Ethan so much when he's talking about Trump, okay?
Well, but that's not because they prefer to hear from me. It's just that you can be a little interrupty.
Well, listen.
Just a little bit.
Both of us get hit with the radio-us interruptus, okay? We get hit with it a lot. And I just wanted to say, because tonight is the second to last night of the program, you can send your well wishes to Ethan to 57500. See, I've got to stay doing radio from 7 to 9.
I may never be heard of again on KSL News Radio.
Oh, yes, you will. You know why? Because you're going to be so dedicated to doing the podcast now, Ethan. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite part is that you're like, oh, yeah, the podcast. We're going to get back on that horse again.
Well, but because I can do it from home. That's what's going to – this whole thing has been reinvigorated.
All right. Speaking of being reinvigorated, the economy.
The Utah Jazz?
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to give us an update.
I'm not watching the Jazz right now. I can't even think about it.
They might be ahead.
I can't think about it. I'm not going to. They might be, but it's one of those things where I really believe sometimes when I watch a game, I go, no, I can't watch this because every time I watch, they start losing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those guys. So speaking of, what were we talking about? What I wanted to say was this. During this time, our show has been buoyed up by commercials of a certain kind. And that is, of course,
new
the ones
sponsors,
I'm talking
yeah.
about. New sponsors like Steve Stimulus Buffet, like Steve Stimulus Fireworks Shack, like Steve's Stimulus Barn, of course. The buffet is the newest addition because he wanted to take advantage of the fact that buffets are being opened now in the state of Utah. And actually, Tyson Cheshire, one of our listeners, said, hey, Steve should get this thing going. He should start up a buffet business. And boy, he was already on top of it here.
Hey there, you're looking to fill your belly up with some tasty food, but sick of the other restaurants telling you to leave for eating so much? Also, your wife, she's pretty mean. Well, with the buffets being opened up again here in the state of Utah, old Steve wanted to stimulate the taste bud with Steve's Stimulus 100% Food Buffet. We spray our food every 30 minutes with Febreze to ensure it's safe. Peruse our Italian section, spaghetti, Italian soda, Chef Boyardee ravioli. Try the Chinese section, fried wontons, orange chicken delivered daily from Panda Express to ensure freshness. Also, want to make sure to do your part, but we eliminated the poo-poo platter. Steve, what about making sure your seafood's fresh? Can you guarantee it? No, we can't. So come down today and enjoy the only seafood-free buffet in town. And also, come down and get some of Steve's favorites. Costco muffins, not the poppy seed ones. Those are gross. A handful of pistachios on every plate. RC Cola. Hot Pockets, recooled so they don't burn your mouth. The juice out of the bottom of the pack of hot dogs. Taco Tuesday, every Thursday night. Come on in to Steve's Stimulus Buffet. Bring the whole family together. Get your food and eat in the parking lot because they're still working on a food license. You won't find fresher food unless you went to the grocery store after we did. We went on Saturday. Come on down and see us next to my cousin's jewelry and haircut shop out here in West Valley.
There you go. He's got a cousin who does a lot of stuff there. So,
boy, he is the consummate entrepreneur. And I tell you what, the pre-cooled Hot Pockets, well, I'm all about that.
They're already in the freezer, by the way. You can just eat them.
Because let me tell you something, man.
You know what?
More than a few layers of skin to those Hot Pockets.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. That's why Steve's Stimulus Buffet is going to be taking care of you. The juice out of the bottom of the juice out of the hot dog pack is
Well, you know what? People don't appreciate how much flavor is in there. How much flavor is concentrated in there?
You're losing a lot of flavor when you dump that thing down the drain. I don't know
what
you're doing.
The French figured it out too. The French figured it out with like the scrapings off the bottom of the pan.
Yeah. No, that's exactly.
This is the American version of that.
That's exactly right. Oh my gosh, Steve Stimulus Buffet. We're gonna miss old Steve and how much. Boy, he's kept us afloat. He's kept KSL afloat during all this.
Yeah, his sponsorship's been a lot to us. We hope that his advertising on the Nightside Project has brought him a lot of of success and financial success. So.
I'm sure it has. Well, plus he brings in the he brings in the orange chicken from Panda Express. So
I noticed that.
Yeah,
and which
that's
is
smart,
very smart.
It's when you're there and you're eating at Steve Stimulus Buffet. And you get and the orange chicken is delivered from Uber Eats from Panda Express to the restaurant. You know it's good.
Does not get any fresher
you know
than
it's
that.
Good. All right. What are we? What are we even doing right now? Oh, Millard. I wanted to just make sure everybody knew that while we're all worrying about our jobs going forward in the future. Amazon, Facebook, and Apple have all thrived during the lockdown, and of course, sales have soared on Amazon. We get a package every day of something, you know, when I say like, I mean, we're not just ordering, we're not getting like flat screen TVs or something like the other, like every day there's something little, and plus we just moved into a new house.
Yeah. So
we
have this,
so it's like door stoppers. They're $1.58 and you get a couple of them and they're delivered. The crazy thing is when you order at like 11 PM and they show up the next day. And then there's stuff that won't show up for a couple of extra days. We had a birthday get ruined because Amazon said, no, for sure it'll be there on Tuesday. It didn't show up until Thursday. So we have definitely helped keep Amazon afloat.
But see, that's the thing, though. The richest man in the world can't get your kids' birthday presents to him on time.
I expected Bezos to show up and go, hey, sorry about all this. I want to apologize. Harvey, happy birthday, buddy. Sorry it was a couple days late, but which is really awkward, too, because actually 2 days after Harvey's birthday is Quinn's birthday. So when all of Harvey's birthday presents start showing up on Quinn's birthday, you ruin two things. Harvey didn't get the presents on his birthday, and then all these presents start showing up for a different kid on another kid's birthday.
So she's like, oh, man, I'm getting all these presents, but half of them are not
None of them are for her.
Yeah.
None of them are for her. So I just think that Amazon should do their part and, I don't know, maybe give me a refund. Think about it.
Well, you know, no one's making you celebrate birthdays.
Oh, you know what? We could go that direction, too.
Just make it a family tradition. You know, in our family, we just really believe in not celebrating birthdays.
We're going to do one birthday every 10 years. Everybody's going to celebrate their birthday one time every 10 years, and we'll make a big party out of it. Until then. So Apple, during all of this, I don't know if you know this, they had a $13 billion Euro tax bill overturned. That's a pretty big deal, right? When you go,
that's enormous.
I know. Well, to win that, you've basically won the best. You've won the best. Like this is the best trial on the planet. The one where you didn't have to pay your $13 billion tax bill.
Right.
Amazon, their quarterly profit of $5.5 billion is the biggest since the company started in 1994. I'm just saying. While you're out here struggling, all these tech giants are still getting bigger, which means commerce is moving in the right direction.
But could I say one thing, though? And that is, however you feel about how much money Jeff Bezos has made over this whole coronavirus business, if you've got Amazon in your portfolio, you've made some money, too. I mean, you know.
Maybe. Yeah.
Let's face facts. No, not maybe. Okay. In March, Amazon was trading below $2,000 a share. Today, it's above $3,000 a share. So,
wow.
No ifs, ands, or buts. There's a way to share in this prosperity. It looks like it only impacts the 1%, but it's possible for us too to reach out and grab a little bit of that money and put it in our pockets.
Got to head on down to Steve Stimulus
Day Trading Company.
Come on down. We're going to take the break here. We're going to come back after news, traffic, and weather. We got a lot of stuff to talk about for our vacation club. This city wants you to travel there and live there as you work remotely. What city would you want that to be? It's not going to be the one that I tell you after the break, but which one would you prefer to live there temporarily as you work remotely? 57500 is a text number. Second to last night of the Nightside Project. Yeah, come right back to us after news, traffic, and weather. I won't have a Jazz score update for you.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.